Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We chatted a little bit last week about some things you can be doing as your summer lawn care winds down, and we switch into preparation mode for the fall and winter season. We discussed mowing practices and overseeding lawns, and now being a good time to seed a lawn. That was also a good time, early September, to aerate the lawn. Aeration relieves soil compaction, improves water and nutrient movement in the soil, and prevents accumulation of thatch. You want to use a core aerator with a hollow metal tube or tines that remove plugs of soil. Avoid using spike devices that simply punch holes in the ground, as these will compact the soil. You can rent core aerators often from hardware or machine rental stores, or find a professional lawn care company that provides the service. For best results, you want to aerate lawns when the soil is moist, and avoid doing it when soils are wet or dry. So we have had some rain here recently, and as the soil dries out a bit, but before it gets too dry, it might be a good time to get that done. Tubes or tines will not be able to penetrate deeply when the soil is dry and may get plugged with mud when the soil is wet, so making sure that the soil has the proper amount of moisture in it is important. Lawns that are properly aerated should have 20 to 40 holes per square foot. Since most aerators won't remove that number with a single pass, you may have to do several passes. After aeration, you may want to pull a drag mat or a weighted piece of fencing material across the lawn to break up the cores. If your lawn is smaller, you can even use a stiff rake. Herbicides can also be applied on the lawn in fall. In some areas, weeds can be controlled by pulling and digging, usually best accomplished after a soaking rain. Unfortunately, this is often ineffective on deep-rooted weeds. And in many situations, herbicides are one of the primary practical methods of weed control. Especially for perennial broadleaf weeds like dandelion, clover, thistle, and plantain, the best controlled with herbicide application in late September to early November. Effective broadleaf herbicides include those with 2,4-D, MCPP, MCPA, dicamba, triclopyr, and others as the active ingredients. The most effective herbicide will contain a mixture of two or three herbicides, but no single compound will control all broadleaf weeds. These are usually applied as liquids or granules, and be sure to follow the label instructions based on which type you are using. You should not apply herbicides to newly seeded lawns until the new grass has been mowed several times. Perennial grassy weeds such as quackgrass and tall fescue have very few options for selective control. Hand digging or pulling is most effective, but if it is not practical, the most effective option is to use a non-selective herbicide, such as Roundup with the active ingredient glyphosate. This will kill both desirable and weedy plants, so you may want to spot treat the weedy perennial grass areas, and more than one application may be necessary to kill difficult weeds. Always apply herbicides when winds are calm and temperatures are cool to prevent drifts and any damage into desirable planting areas. While perennial weeds are best controlled in the fall, control of annual broadleaf and grassy weeds like crabgrass and prostrate knotweed is best done in the spring before green up with a pre-emerge herbicide. And again, depending on what your goals are, make sure that you are picking something that is labeled to handle that particular pest and you are following those label instructions very closely. If you want to apply fertilizer on your lawn, applications can be made in mid-September and again in late October or early November. Mid-September fertilizer will promote a moderate rate of shoot growth and help thicken your turf before winter. An application of fertilizer in late October or early November, right as you do your last mowing, will promote root growth and early green up next spring. With each application, you want to apply approximately a pound of actual nitrogen per 1,000 square feet using a slow-release fertilizer. If you prefer a more low-maintenance lawn but still want to apply some fertilizer, a single application in late October or early November is all that is needed. Higher-maintenance lawns can use a third application at the same rate in spring, in April or May, once the lawn greens back up. If you want more information on lawn care, you can find our full publication on caring for turf grass lawns in Iowa, as well as a publication that we have available on all of the tasks that you may be looking to accomplish in the fall in your lawn in order to make your lawn look great this coming spring. You can find that information and more on our Cass County Extension website or on the Iowa State University Horticulture and Home Pest News site. For information on all of our upcoming events and activities and resources through Cass County Extension, check out our website. Find us online, follow us on social media, give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the Extension office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.